An outcry goes up in Pakistan over the death of a Christian girl. Haiti's rebuild goes deeper than the rubble, and a television satellite ministry plans the launch of a daily live show. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pakistan's court is hearing the case against a Muslim employer who murdered a Christian domestic servant. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says,
a Muslim lawyer, Muhammad Naeem, tortured and killed a 12-year Christian girl in Lahore, Pakistan.
Naeem tried to cover up Shazia Mazi's death by bribing police.
The family of Shazia persisted. They staged protests in front of government offices, and the local media covered the protests that they staged. And the president of Pakistan and the higher officials heard about the case, so they were very much embarrassed. So they ordered the local officials to basically go after Muhammad Naeem and other people who are behind the killing of the Christian girl. And finally, because of the pressure from the media and then from the family, the police were forced to arrest the suspect.
Now, there's no verdict yet, but the murder highlights the plight of Christians in Pakistan as second-class citizens. Still, Raju remains optimistic.
On the one hand, there is an increase in persecution. On the other hand, Christians remain faithful to their faith, and they even continue to preach the gospel and bring Muslims to Christ.
You can find updates on this story at our website. Next, Mission Network News' Greg Yoders with Compassion International in Haiti. The kickoff to the Help Haiti with Compassion campaign raised just over $1 million, but there's still a long way to go.
We're starting to see the ramifications of the 7.0 earthquake in Haiti, and I'm not talking about the physical damage, the buildings and the lives lost or changed forever, but the infrastructure. Compassion International's Director of Complementary Intervention describes the damage.
What's been hit is the whole development of this nation, the educational system, the judicial system, the protection, and that's where the churches have to unite and fight for Haiti.
The church in Haiti can't do it alone because the needs are just too great.
The only thing I can describe it is like Berlin after World War II. It's a reconstruction of a nation is what has to happen.
Because of Compassion's large church network, your support is going a long way to accomplish this. No, Compassion can't do it alone, but if every evangelical church in the U.S. would support one church in Haiti, it would be a huge start. As Compassion is able to help with food, water, and even tents, hearts are being opened to hearing the gospel. Reporting from Haiti, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News for Compassion International.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Long before Port-au-Prince was devastated by the earthquake, God's hand was on One Hope's ministries. Following an urging to expand their program in Haiti, One Hope's Bob Hoskins says,
we actually filled up our warehouse with almost 500,000 additional books, and those were already in place when the earthquake struck.
After the events of January 12th, One Hope quickly made these Books of Hope and the Godman film available to the many organizations already distributing food, water, and medical care. As the millions affected receive physical help, they also receive answers to spiritual questions. Hoskins says victims wouldn't be able to survive otherwise.
You can live for a few days without water, and you may live for even a few weeks without food, but you can't live at all without hope.
Meanwhile, Sat7 Arabic, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is in the early stages of planning its first ever daily live program. It'll take the format of a magazine-styled show with segments for every member of the family. The new program will combine several existing shows and provide an interactive format for the viewers. Pray that Christ shines brighter through this program. And in a time when many ministries are scaling back, Send International just appointed 6 new missionaries. The new missionary teams will be returning home to begin raising support for their future kingdom-building work in Spain, Ukraine, Japan, and Albania. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Eminence making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that'll revolutionize your life, our church, and society. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.